Now we have here the restoration of the nation Israel brings the greatest blessing. And what a great blessing it is to bring on the world today. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou shalt be cut off. Now these are stern words. Paul calls upon the Gentiles, behold two examples. Rejected Israel reveals the severity of God, but to Gentiles who have turned to God, the benevolent goodness of God is revealed. And my friends, those two sides of God need to be revealed today. Judgment of God against rejection of Christ and sin. And the grace of God to those that will trust Christ. Let me read verse 23. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God's able to graft them in again. And Israel will turn to God. The Old Testament makes that very clear, that this nation is going to turn to God. They'll even ask, what mean those nail prints in your hands? He said, I receive those in the house of my friends. They'll weep and wail because of that. The great day of atonement. They'll turn to God. God will save them, because he's going to save them just like he saves us, by his marvelous, infinite mercy and grace. Now I'm reading verse 26 and 27. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. Now, I think this has been greatly misunderstood, you know, when it says, all Israel shall be saved. He doesn't mean every individual Israelite will be saved. That's not what he's saying. It's national. It's the corporate nation. It is the nation that he has had before us in this chapter. Not individuals. It has been a remnant. And it'll be a remnant during the Great Tribulation period after the church is removed. We're told 12,000 out of each of the 12 tribes makes a total of 144,000. Now, I do not know whether that's the total remnant during the Great Tribulation. I think, frankly, that there are probably others. But what he's talking about here is not the individuals, but the nation as a nation. He's talking about the fact that the nation Israel will be saved. Now, the quotation that he uses, the Redeemer shall come to Zion, unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. Now, the message to the individual is they'll have to turn from transgression in Jacob to the Lord. Now, there'll be that remnant that will turn. That's the nation Israel that he's talking about. And all of them will be saved. And I wish that I could develop this more. We have a great many scriptures in my book on Romans, Reasoning Through Romans. But the important thing is that you see that he's not speaking of the individuals 100%. There's always been just a remnant. There was in Elijah's day, as we've seen. There was in David's day. And there was in Paul's day. And there's a remnant today, and it'll be a remnant in the Great Tribulation.